Very important issues, but now we have to hit the Mishnah. We have to talk about the Mishnah and the Gemara that explains the Mishnah and really get to the essence of the sugya. There's really so much in this sugya here. So let's begin the Mishnah. Tipas chalav shenofla ala chaticha imeshba benosem tam baosa chaticha osem. What does the Mishnah say there? If you have a tipas chalav, you have a drop of milk that falls on a chatichas bosa, say imesh benosem tam. If the tipas cholav is no sin tam ba'osa chaticha, osim. What is osim? What is osim? So Rashi interprets the pashup shot in the Mishnah is that that chaticha is asir. Tipas cholav shenofla al hachaticha, says Rashi besoch hakedera, alachas min hachatichas, lo heges es hakedera, velo nechlak tam atipa elo ba'osa chaticha bilvad. If it wasn't megis the kedera, he didn't stir the kedera, so that the tipa will fall equally on everything in the kedera. This chaticha, the other chatichas, the rotev, different things that are in the kedera, but rather it fell just on the chaticha. So says the Mishnah, Yesh bo benosin tam, says Rashi, ba'osa chaticha, klomar, she'ein ba'osa chaticha levado shishim levado hatipa, miyad neseres ha'chaticha. If there isn't shishim in the chaticha, to mevato the tipa, so immediately the chaticha becomes asura. Says Rashi. The Tana Mishnah is talking about the other chaticha. It's talking about this chaticha. There's a chaticha in a kedera. It's a little bit strange, but there's one chaticha in the kedera. There's no rotev on the chaticha. Like, what's going on? He doesn't explain it through here. Okay, but that's something that we have to look into. Where is this chaticha situated? Why is the tipas chola being nosin tam only into the chaticha and it's not ma'uruv with the other chatichas? What exactly is happening? But that's the case. The case is that somehow the tipas chola is nosen is tam into this chaticha. He wasn't megis the kedera, so it's not suzaman, it's not together with the rest of the kedera. Somehow it's separate. We're going to have to figure out why is that separate. How is it separate? So says Rashi, the Tana, the Mishnah, is talking about this chaticha, it's not talking about the other chatichas in the kedera. Okay. Near as hakedera, says the Mishnah, let's say you then mix up the kedera, you megis the kedera. Yeshba benosin tam ba'os kedera, if there's no sintam in the kedera, keneged, if the tipas chalav is no sintam in the kedera, so then it's going to be us. When are you menayer the kedera? What's this line of the Mishnah talking about? So says Rashi, near a sakedera, he gives ba miyad kodem shekibla hachaticha tam in atipa. If he was megis the kedera immediately, before the nesinas tam of the tipa besocha chaticha. The hashta nesarva hatipa bakula, because then the tipa is mixing in everything in the kedera, not just in the chaticha by itself. So then, im yesh benosin tam ba'osa kedera, klomar ein koch betipa lesa kula, elim ken yesh benosin tam litem b'chala kedera. Rashi explains that the Mishnah is giving two cases for this initial encounter of the tipas chalav with the kedera. If the tipas chalav falls on the chaticha by itself, and you weren't megas the kedera, you didn't do niur, somehow this chaticha is separate from the rest of the kedera. So then we look at the nesinas tam of the tipa in the chaticha itself. It's the nosin tam of the chaticha, then the chaticha is asura. Unclear what the status of the rest of the kedera is. The chaticha is asura, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. Comes the sefer of the Mishnah and says that if you megis the kedera from the beginning, kodem shekibla hatipa tam, right? Kodem shekibla chaticha tam in hatipa, if you immediately were Minar the kedera when the tipa falls in, so now everything is mixing together. So then we don't look at the nesinas tam of the tipa only in that chaticha, but rather we look at the nesinas tam in the whole kedera. The whole kedera can combine together to be mevatel the tam of the tipa. So if there's nesinas tam of the tipa in the whole kedera, then obviously the whole kedera is going to be asura. If the tipa can't be nosin tam in the whole kedera, then even the chaticha is going to be muteres. If you're menar the keder from the beginning, so then if the tipa can be no sin tam in the whole keder, the whole thing is awesome. But if there's shishim in the other chatichas of the kedera and the rotev of the kedera, then the tipa asks nothing. It's not going to ask the kedera, it's not going to ask the original chaticha either. That's how Rashi reads the Mishnah. Questions? So comes the Gemara and says it's fine. Amar Rav, Kevin shenosin tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, ve'oseres kol ha'chatichos kula, mipnei she'emina.
what just happened.
Says Rav, once the tipa is nosenes tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nevel. This is the phrase that we've been dying for. Right? We've been waiting for this phrase. We keep on invoking it, saying it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Rabosai, it's here. Kevan shenosan tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, ve'oseres kol ha'chatichos kulon mitnei shein mina. So Rav is saying quite a bit, but what's the final statement that he says? That the chaticha now will answer the other chatichas mibnei shein mina. So let's first just deal with that last part, and then we'll deal with the whole thing. So amalei marzutra breider of mari laravina michti rav keman amal shmaite kerav Yehuda da amar min bemino lo botil. So this last point that Rav says that once the tipas nosenes tam the chaticha, it's nasis nevela, and it answers the rest of the chatichos. That means that it asks them even b'mashu. Okay, that's Kereb Yehuda. Min b'mino is not botel. It's going to ask them b'mashu. What's Rav saying over here? What's this chaticha atzman asks the veil? So says Rashi as follows. Amar Rav, hodit na b'masnisinim yesh b'no sintam ba'osa chaticha. Osa. Lesa kol akedera ka'amar. Says Rav, the plan of the Mishnah also is teaching us the din about the Kedera. It's not just about the Chaticha. The Chaticha becomes Asur because there was an Asinas time of the Tipa and the Chaticha. And he was not Minar the Kedera from the beginning. So there was an Asinas time of the Tipa inside the Chaticha. Comes Rav and says, not only will it Asa the Chaticha, it'll Asa the Kedera as well. Right? This is Nocha Prat in the Mishnah. It's not really what the Talmud Mishnah is talking about, but it happens to be true. Right? Rashi says it's not really Rashi on the Mishnah. It's not really what the Talmud is talking about, but says Rav, it's also going to be true. Now, how does that happen? The Kevin de Nesra hachaticha hiatz makula nasisister ve'oseres kol hachatichos kulon afilu yesh ben kedei levatel hachaticha kulon nesaros kulon. What's he saying? It's a very loaded statement. There really are two points being made over here. Right? Rav is not saying halacha kereb Yehuda, because if he wanted to say that, he would have told us that. That's not his point. That's his assumption. That's not his point. His point is twofold. First of all, when the tipa is nosenes tam b'chaticha, the chaticha is atzma nasis nevela. Chaticha nas nevela. Who talk about the nevela? There's no nevela over here. This is basa b'chala. It's a borrowed phrase. He's not saying that the chaticha turns into a chaticha tam, turns into a chaticha nevela. It means a chaticha de isura. Chatichas nevela is just a generic term. Right? Once the cholav is nosenes tam into the chatichas basan, chatichas nasis nevela chanan, we call this chanan, chatichas nasis nevela, chatichas nasis chanan. That's what it's called. Right? We say chanan over here, and what does that tell me? It tells me two things. First of all, to be mevatel this chaticha when it falls into the kedera, it's not enough just to have shishim keneged the tipas chalav. Once chaticha nasis nevela, I need shishim keneged the entire chaticha. That's what nasis nevela means. It means that the chaticha is a chaticha de isura. It's viewed al pidin as a chaticha de isura. It's not just a chaticha with a blias isser inside of it. Right here, it's not a blias isser; it's a blias chalav. Right, but the cholav, just like it could be nosen tam into the chatichas basar, it could be nosen tam into the rest of the kedera also. And it would make basar b'cholav there too. So comes Rav and says, no, okay, mishnasen tam b'chaticha, chaticha atz menasis nevela, ve'oseres kol ha'chatichas kulam, but what does that mean? So first of all, Rashi says, afilu yesh bahen kedei levatel ha'chaticha kula, right? The chiddush is that min b'mino lo batil. So even if X, right, even if you should be able to be mevatel it, it's still going to be asar because it's asar. B'mashu. But how much do you need to be mevatelit? That's the first nekuda. If the chaticha is nevela, then you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, not just keneged the tipas cholav. That's point number one. Point number one is chaticha atzmanas is nevela. The whole chaticha becomes a chaticha di isura. Now you need shishim suddenly, not just keneged the tipas cholav, but keneged the entire chaticha. What's more, Rav says, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, since I paskin that way, min b'mino lo batil, then even if you have shishim keneged the entire chaticha, it's not going to help you because it's min b'mino with the other chatichas and it's going to aser b'mashu. Okay, so Rav is teaching me two different yesodos. The chaticha is nasis nevela le'inyan zeh, that now we treat it as it's all a Cheftzad Yisurah, and if it's all a Cheftzad Yisurah, you need Shishim Keneged the entire Chaticha, not just Keneged the Tipas Chalav. Let's say we're not talking about Chalav. Let's say we're talking about a Tipas Dam. A Tipas Dam falls on the Chaticha. Right? So Dam is Taka Issa. So Tipas Dam falls on the Chaticha, and it's Nosin Tam into the Chaticha. So Rav would say, the Chaticha is Nasis Nevela. And now if this Chaticha falls into a Kedera, you need Shishim Keneged the entire Chaticha. It's not enough just to be Mevatel Dam. The dam is aser. There's a bli of dam inside the chaticha, but it's not enough. It's not enough to be mevatel the tipas dam. You gotta be mevatel the entire chaticha because the whole thing becomes nevela, becomes a chefza the yisura. That's point number one. Then you need shish and kenega the whole chaticha. But if you hold that min b'mino lo bratil, then it's even more than that. Then if all you had was what you had this chaticha, which has a tipas cholav on it. Chaticha, which has a tipas dam on it. If this chaticha fell into rotev, that's min b'shenomino, so there it's not b'mashehu, there it's only going to aser if it doesn't have shishim. So the chiddush is that you need shishim connected the whole chaticha. That's point number one. But if it falls into a kedera that has not just rotev, but also has what? Chatichas basa. If it has other chatichas basa, then you're up the creek without a paddle. Because shishim is not going to help you. It asers b'mashehu. That's the second point of Rav. 2 points. Svei dinami. The 2 points. First of all, the chaticha becomes an avela leinian zedekini shishim connected all chaticha. And if the tarovas that it's entering into is a tarovas of min b'mino, it'll ask even b'mashu. Now, if I didn't think that the chaticha is nasis nevela, it wouldn't ask b'mashu, because what do I have over here? I have a tipas dam. That's not min b'mino with the chaticha. It's liquid, right? It's min b'shen amino. Ah, but the chaticha turns into nevela. Now the chaticha's baser is b'sar iser. So I have b'sar iser with b'sar heter. It's min b'mino. If it's not bato, then it'll be also b'mashu. Okay, this is Rav. Questions? Okay. This is point number one. Now, it's clear from Rashi that Rav is going on the ratio of the Mishnah. Hodet nav masnis nemiyesh benosin tam ba'osa chaticha osa lesser as kol akadera kama. Rav is going on the ratio of the Mishnah. That's Rav's chiddush. The way Rashi interpreted the ratio of the Mishnah, it's really talking about the asa the chaticha, but Rav is that it asks the kadera as well, and then you need shishim keneged the chaticha, and if it's min b'mino, if it falls into a kadera with the chaticha's basa, then it'll even ask the masha. Now, it sounds from Rashi, if it's going on the ratio of the Mishnah, it sounds from Rashi that if you don't have Shishim Keneged as Chaticha, then it'll Aser the Kedera even without Nir. If it falls into a Kedera with other pieces of Aser, it'll Aser the Kedera, Min Benino, B'mashu, even without Nir. You're not mixing anything. Because this is going on the ratio of the Mishnah. We're not talking about Nir. That's the Seifa. Rashi is interpreting now Rav made his statement on the ratio of the Mishnah that the Tipas Cholah fell on the Chaticha. If there's Nesinas Tam of the Tipas Cholah in the Chaticha, now becomes Aser. Comes Rav and says, that has ramifications for the Kedera too. Right? You need Shishim connected to Chaticha. If there are Chatichas of Aser, it'll Aser B'mashu. Aser B'mashu, what's it Asering? You didn't do anything. The Tipas Cholah fell on the Chaticha. Somehow initially we only look at the Chaticha. That's clear. We're only going to look at the chaticha. We'll see if there's nesinas tam of tcholav in the chaticha itself. So somehow we're not looking at the rest of the kedera. Because if we were mitzarev the whole kedera, then maybe we should look at the whole kedera. But in the ratio of the Mishnah, we're not looking at the whole kedera. We're only looking at the chaticha itself. So somehow the tipas cholav is able to asa the chaticha, but then it can asa the rest of the kedera as well, even without nir. That's a remarkable statement. That's clearly what's mashma from Rashi, and that's how the Ran learns Rashi. That the Ran has a long dissertation where he points out that others argue and say that the Isser of the entire Kedera comes at stage two. Stage one is where the Tipas Cholav is Nosenes Tam and the Chaticha, and somehow the Chaticha is not together with the rest of the Kedera, but then if you do Nir and you combine it with the rest of the Kedera, then it'll Aser the rest of the Kedera. You need Shishim connected to the Chaticha, and if it's Min B'mino, it'll Aser the Mashu, etc. Comes the Ran and says, but Rashi doesn't hold like that. The Ran is troubled with that approach. We'll get to that approach. But the Ran says Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that the Chaticha somehow can be Nesra from the Tipas Cholav. There's a mechanism, there's some way, we're going to have to understand how. Somehow it's disjointed from the rest of the Kedera, so it can become Asura. And once it becomes a surah, then it can have an effect on the rest of the keder as well, even without the nira. That's how the Ram learns. The Ram and the Gimel and Aleph in the Rif. Long rats.
Whoa.
It's so chock full of long. This Ram is like, wow. Put your gear on. This is a Ram. This is a run to photocopy and to put numbers on 1, 2, 3, 4. You'll see, I think I did it in the next nine cups. I did it for you. Because I was so excited that I just couldn't hold myself back. Towards the end of this line, of this page of Ran, after he talks about the other Shita who will remain unnamed till about 2 minutes from now. He says, "Ulefikach nirin divrei Rashi." I think Rashi is right. The Rav Hachi mefarishla. Tipas cholav shenafla al chaticha im yeshba benosin tam baosa chaticha asura klomer hakedera kula. But the Reisha of the Mishnah is really saying not only asura that the chaticha is asura, but the entire kedera is asura according to Rav. Mipnei shechaticha atzma naseis nevela v'yoseres kula mipnei shein mina. So the Ran is learning that Rav's interpretation of the Reish of the Mishnah is that the Tipas Chol, that's Nosanis Tam, it's the Chaticha, will obviously ask the Chaticha, somehow. But not only does it ask the Chaticha, it asks the Kedera as well. How? But if it asks the Chaticha, that means the Chaticha is separate from the Kedera. It's got to be, because if it's not separate from the Kedera, we take into account the whole Kedera, to see if it's Nosan Tam, the whole Kedera. So obviously we're looking at the Chaticha as being separate from the Kedera. And yet Rashi says that without Niur, of the Kedera, without mixing the Kedera, it'll be able, once it becomes a surah, it'll be able to asa the whole Kedera. And the Ran says, I think Rashi is taka right. So we're going to have to understand this Rashi. I mean, the Rashi is a pella, the Ran is a pella. The Ran entertained another possibility, rejected the other possibility for reasons that we'll see, and he likes Rashi. So we're going to have to understand how that works. How is this working? How is the Tipa able to asa the Chaticha? Isn't it in the Kedera? And if you'll tell me somehow that it's separate from the Kedera in a way that it can become a surah, so then how can it ask of the whole Kedera without doing anything? Hocus pocus. What happened over here? If we look at the Chaticha as being separate from the Kedera, so look at it as separate from the Kedera from the beginning to the end. So it itself becomes a surah, but the rest of the Kedera should not become a surah. How do you have that kind of mixing of different possibilities here, right? The Chaticha is separate, but yet it's together, and that's why I can ask for the rest of the Kedera. Have to see. So who's the day that's Cholik and Rashi? Tostis. Tostis, of course. Tostis. What is Tostis? Let's see this Tostis together. Let's see Tostis, take it to Tzadi Vav, we'll try to understand Rashi and Tostis and get a Havonah. Tipas Cholik shenofla al chatichas bosim yesh benosin tam bosim chaticha neseres kshechaticha kula chutz lerotev airi. Says Tostis, first you sow is to understand what the case is. You can't deal with the lumdus until you understand the case. The Torah says, we're talking about a situation where the chaticha is outside of the rotev. Now, what kind of a magic is that? You have a kedera. The chaticha is inside the kedera, but it's outside the rotev. So what is it? It's in midair. How did that happen? It's very simple. What's the chaticha sitting on? It's not sitting on the bottom of the kedera. What's it sitting on? It's sitting on another chaticha, of course, right? You have your rotev. Right? That's the classical way of drawing rotev. Right? You have your rotev and you have chatichas. Okay, chaticha number, it's like lapis. Chaticha number 5 is outside the rotev. It's sitting on another chaticha. Says Tosis, that's the case over here. Because if it were sitting partially in the rotev, says Tosis, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? The rotev is going to combine. Even if it's sitting only partially inside, the rotev should combine to be mevatel the tipas da'ah. We're missing our last element of it. Get your tipas da'ah. Your tipas cholav. Excuse me. Tipas cholav that falls on the chaticha. We'll see, really. It could be a tipas da'ah also. Maybe. Leave it. Okay, we'll see. Okay. There's a lot hidden in the midst of these chatichas. Okay. So your tipas dam falls on this chaticha, but says Tosis it's outside the rotev. It's sitting on another chaticha. So because it's sitting on another chaticha, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. That we look at the chaticha and we say if it's if the tipas cholo can be no same time into the chaticha, then it becomes a sirah. Then it becomes a sirah. Why do we not take into account the keder? Because it's not more than the keder. It's separate from the keder. But it's not really separate from the keder. It's still touching another chaticha, no? Hold. Let's finish the Tosfos first. Kidyamina beperek giranosha. ולקח משארין באוסו חתיכה לבת לטיפ ולא בשאר חתיכס. משם בכל אוף מפפה על כל החתיכה, ואין מפפה מחתיכה לחברתו אלא על ידי ניר וכיסא. As Tosfos, the cholov is mifapeya, that losha means it can move. It's transfer, it transfers. Right? The cholov can transfer from one chaticha, it can transfer within a chaticha. Right? You have liquid going into a chaticha, so we don't say it just asses right there. Right there, right? The dot, the klipa, as we would call it. We're not talking about those klipas. There's a real klipa, right? The klipa of the basin. We're not talking about just the klipa of the basin. No, the cholov can extend to the entire chaticha, but only that chaticha. It doesn't go from chaticha to chaticha without nir v'kisa. You need rotev to bring it from chaticha to chaticha. The Gemara of Kufches on the base has this line. I didn't give it to you because it's a very complicated sugya. But that's a loshon that's important to keep in mind. That without nir, it sounds like from the Gemara is saying mivla bola, that liquid will be absorbed into the chaticha, into the basar, but it's not going to be polate, meaning it's not going to extend to another chaticha. Without nir, if you don't mix everything up, it's not going to extend. So it says Tosfos, obviously, that's what we're talking about over here. That the chaticha is outside of the rotev, so the tipas chol can be no same time into the chaticha. We only take into account this chaticha. And then if you mix up the kedera, then it'll ask the kedera if you don't have the sinas time in the kedera. But without nir, it's not going to ask her anything. It's not going to ask her anything. Hataka, does this tipas chol enter into the chaticha? So that the Ran elaborates on Tosfos a little bit more. This is earlier in the Ran. He says, "The perishu b'Tosfos, the Rav Prushay come afarish l'masnisin, the masnisin who do come afik b'chaticha atzvan asin nevela." Let's skip a little bit. The tarti come ashlan choda shekol osa chaticha mitzdareves levatul atipa. The whole chaticha is mitzdarev to be mevatul atipa. The tipa can be mispashet in the entire chaticha. Now, how's that possible? The afal gav the cham becham beisa sheino shomein shehem evapeya kol shein barotev eino osa yosem mechabe klipa. That's a very important line. Keep that clear. That's called cham becham below rotev. How many phrases do we have so far? Chaticha nases nevela. That's the most important phrase. This is cham becham below rotev. Right? You have two solid pieces that are hot. One has a blia of iser inside of it. Right? You have one piece of meat. You have a tipa of something. Tipas dam, tipas cholov, whatever it is. Right? Tipas chelev, that falls on the chaticha, and now there's another chaticha next to it, and they're touching each other. The mamish touching each other. Now, halacha is that cham becham below rotev is not going to ask. It needs rotev, it needs liquid to bring it from the chaticha from one chaticha to the next. You have a tipas dam in the first chaticha, even if the other chaticha, they're both cham, they're both hot, but the tipa is not going to go from one to the other. That's just the bliyas iser. The bliyas is inside. The bliyas can ask of this chaticha, but that bliyas is not going to go from one chaticha to the next without rotev. Very important point. So ask Tosfos, so how exactly is the tipa going to extend from one chelik of the chaticha to the other chelik of the chaticha? The fact that cham becham below rotev is not going to ask us, that's very important to know why the iser is not going to go from number 5 to number 4. It's not going to go from one chaticha to the other because it's below rotev, it's above the rotev. Now if the tipa schala would be no sin tam into chaticha number 4, Tosfos would say that we would take into account the whole kedera because it's all connected with the rotev on the half of the chaticha. But here, it wasn't nosen tam at the chaticha 4, which is mitzvah of the rotev. It only was nosen tam at the 5. So the tipa spreads throughout the entire chaticha number 5, but it doesn't spread from 5 to 4. Why does it spread from? Why does it spread through 5? Don't we say that the cham b'cham below rotev doesn't spread the chaticha? What's the difference if I have two different pieces or if I have one piece without a cut in the middle, right? The tipa hits over here, but there are like two pieces of the chaticha over there too. How does it move from one to the other? So that's what the Ran talks about. When do we say that one chatira shalisa will only asak de klipa? It only asks the outer shell of the other chaticha. It's not nivla into the entire chaticha, but kulo. That's b'chom shel tzli. If you have the heat of tzli that's on the esh, there is no rotev, so that's a minimal blia that creates a blia b'klipa.
It says
the Ran, Amaradiki Yisum. According to Tosfos, since this tipa, since the chaticha is in the kedera, even though it is separate from the rotev, we're not going to combine the rotev. We're not going to look for the sinas tam in the rotev and all the chatichas in the kedera to be mevatel that tipas chalof. No, we look at the chaticha independent of the rotev. But the fact is, there is a hevel, there is a lachas, there is a steam coming up. So because there's a steam, that's enough of a chamimus that the tipas cholov is going to spread throughout the chaticha. That's a very important point, because without that, then the tipas cholov shouldn't ask the whole chaticha to begin with. It should only ask the outside shell of the chaticha. Comes around and says, no, it's in a kedera. So it's not in the rotev of the kedera, but it has the hevel and the lachas. That's enough to spread the tipas cholov throughout the chaticha. This is Shitas Tosfos, that we're talking about a chaticha that's outside of the rotev. Because it's outside of the rotev, that's why the tipas cholov can be nosen tam into the chaticha. We only take into account the chaticha. We don't look at shishim in the whole kedera. And Rav, who says now this chaticha that became a nevela, that became a chaticha's nevela, can ask the other chatichas, when does that happen? Says Tosfos, only with nir. That you need near, because until there's near, this chaticha is sitting outside of the rotev, it's outside of the kedera. This is Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos and Naftzari Vav Amidbeis quotes B'Shem Rashi, that Rashi argues. What Rashi? Who Rashi? What's the Tosfos? So let's see the Mishnah there on Tzari Vav Amidbeis. This is the Mishnah that often people who are learning the second Chelek of Chulin, they start with this Mishnah, but without all the background that we have, it's very difficult to try to understand this Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Yorech shenes bashel bo giranoshe im yesh bo benosin tam arezu asura. You have a chaticha, yorech, a thigh of the animal. There's a giranoshe. Giranoshe is asura, is osur. So if the Erech has a Gira Nosh that's Nishma Shabba, it's a function of whether there's Nesinas Tam. If it's no Sin Tam into the Erech, so then the Erech is going to be Asur. So it says, Tosis, Mashma Ktsas, the Ein HaRotu Mesayeya Ushar Chaticho Sim Yesh Bem Levat El Hagid Ela HaYorech Levadam. It sounds from the Mishnah that what are we looking at? We're looking at the Erech and the Gid, Ad Kan. Right? We say, if the Gid is no Sin Tam into the Erech, then it's Asur. Why do we only look at that? We should say that the Gid has to be able to be Nosin Tam into the Yorech and the Rotev and the other Chatichos. Why just here? Why just the Yorech? With lo kam im yesh bahen uba Rotev and Nosin Tam, etc. It doesn't say im yesh bahen uba Rotev, etc. All these other things, if they have a Nosin Tam. Sounds like if the Yorech has enough to be Mavato the Gid, then great. And if not, then the Gid is Nosin Tam into the Yorech and it's going to ask it. So how does that work? Why shouldn't we be mitzvah if the whole kedera, says Tosfos? V'hai l'perish ha-kuntrus nicha, says Tosfos, according to Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, according to Rashi. The pirish perakalabos, the gabiti paskolov, the kamer v'gimara lo shon v'el shenir v'kisa v'lo nir v'kisa chatichat v'nasis nevela. So that gemara actually doesn't appear anywhere. It's an interesting phrase. On the side of the gemara, they say it's not quite like this. But Upirish Bekunjus, Rashi writes on some Gemara, we'll see, it's the Gemara on Daf Kuvches Amid Beis, actually, not Kuvches Amid Aleph. Rashi writes, Techinir HaKedera, Molech Hu HaTipa B'chol HaKedera, U'mesayer Kol Masha B'socha Levat LaTipa. V'chein Kikisa HaKedera, Olos HaResichos Mishuleh Lefiyo, U'molichos HaTipa B'chol HaKedera. What does Nir V'Kisui do? It makes the Keder bubble up. Right? If you cover over the Keder, so that it bubbles up till it covers the entire Chaticha. All the Chatichas. If you're Menayer, so that mixes all the Chatichas into the Rotev covers it up. Mashma Shiritzon Aloma Shafilu Achaticha Shinaflati Bolea Hi Miktsasa Besocha Rotev Ilo Nir V'Chisa Ein Misayeya HaRotev V'Hachatichos Acheros Levatla. From Rashi, it's mashma that if the chaticha is outside of the rotev, avada, the rotev and the chaticha are not going to be mitzdarev to be mevat. But the chiddush is that even if the chaticha is partially inside the rotev, even if the chaticha is partially inside the rotev, the rotev still is not going to be misayeya levatel the tifas chala. That's how Tosis is learning Rashi. That not only if the chaticha is outside the rotev completely, but even if it's mitzasa besocha rotev, we still don't take the rotev into account. Right? Even if you have different chatichas, and now you have a tipas cholov that's falling onto this chaticha that's half and half. It's half in the rotev, half outside the rotev. Rashi holds that the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches is even talking about such a case, that the tipas cholov is going to ask this chaticha. The tipas cholov is going to ask this chaticha. And the rotev is not going to be meseyat mimavatla. Umayri hocha b'shelo nir v'kisis. It says Tosas, according to Rashi, everything is great. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Fakam Beis says that if you have a yorech shenis mashal bo gid anoshe, so if the yorech doesn't have shishim connected to gid, it's going to asa. It's going to become asura. What are we talking about? So according to Rashi, it's very simple. The normal case is that the piece of meat is not outside the rotev. It's going to burn. It's not going to cook properly. So the normal way is that it's half and half. But the problem is, if it's half and half, why do we take into account the yorech and not the rest of the rotev? So it says Tosas, according to Rashi, everything is great. Because Rashi holds that the Mishnah Kufches that talks about Tipas Cholav Shenofla Al Chaticha the Osra, what's that talking about? That's even talking about if Miktsasa Besocharotev or Miktsasa Shalom Besocharotev. That even in such a case, the Tipa is going to ask of this Chaticha, and we don't take into account the Hokedera. The Mishnah Natsari Vavan Beis could also be talking about such a case. How did the gid and the yorech? Yeah, the gid and the yorech, that's that chelik of the yorech is outside of the rotev. So therefore, the gid can ask the yorech, and the rotev is not going to be mitzarev to be mevatel. That works out well according to Rashi. But says Tosus, the re argues. The re nira the kishah chaticha shenafel ha'yisra alei mektasa berotev lo be'ina nira v'kisa. According to the re, if the chaticha is partially submerged inside the rotev, you don't need nir to combine the rotev together with the chaticha. It's partially submerged. It's keilu combined. It is combined already. So then we look for shishim in the whole kedera, not just in the chaticha. So what's the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Vav talking about? What's the situation where if Isser is nosin tam into a chaticha, in a kedera, it's going to asa that chaticha by itself, and we're not going to take into account the whole kedera? According to the Ri, it must be, where is this chaticha located? Outside. This is pshat in the Mishnah on Sadi Vav according to the Ri, and this is the pshat according to Rashi. Where did Tosas get this from? Rashi? Who Rashi? What Rashi? We didn't see Rashi like this. So that's what the Marashah fills you in. It's Rashi on Kuf Ches Amid Beis. On that Gemara of Mivla Bola Miflat Lo Pola, that Gemara that Tosas quotes, so Rashi writes, Nier Hegisba Bemegis Haminara Sakadera Mispashin Atan Bakula V'chein ha-machasoso mipnei shemea shulayim olin ad piyo v'yardin. That's that loshon that Tosis is calling. That nir v'kisui makes the rotev bubble up. So it covers everything. It covers everything. Why did Rashi need to say that? What could Rashi have said? What would the Ri have said? That nir v'kisui does what? When it makes it bubble up to the top? Doesn't have to bubble up to the top. It's enough that it bubbles up till what? Till what? Till it's partially inside. Once the chaticha is partially inside, then we take into account the whole kedera. It can asa the whole keder. We're connected. This chaticha is now connected to the whole keder, even if it's partially submerged. It says Tosfos, obviously, from Rashi you see that if it's only partially submerged, it's not connected to the rotev. The chaticha is still viewed as an independent unit. It's only if it bubbles over till the point that it covers the chaticha. Then it's one unit. Then it's one unit. But if it's only partially submerged, and the tipas issa, the tipas chala, the tipas dam, etc., the gid hit it and it's partially submerged, it doesn't matter that it's partially submerged. It's still viewed as an independent unit, and the tipa can asa that chaticha. The reholds, the tipa cannot asa the chaticha, it's partially submerged. Then it's viewed as part of the kedera. It's got to be separate. Chutz l'rotev. Rashi says, no, even if it's partially submerged, as long as it's partially outside, it can become a surah. And we're not going to take into account the whole kedera. To the Mishnah, that's it. You can explain according to Rashi Pasha. We're talking about it's partially submerged. That's a normal way to cook. According to the Re, you got to explain it in a strange way. Right? That we're talking about that the Yorich and the Gid are outside the Rotev. And that's the only way that the Gid will aser the piece of meat. Okay? This is the Machlokas Rashi and the Re. Right? Machlokas is if the chaticha, right, the case on Daf Kuvches, let's go back to our Mishnah. You have a tifas chala that falls on a chaticha's basa. The Mishnah says it's going to aser. It asers. In some situation. And then we can talk about this, it aser the rest of the kedera or not, but what's this case where it's going to aser? So according to Rashi, it'll aser even if the chatich is partially submerged within the rotif. Because we still view the chelik of the chaticha that's outside the rotif as an independent unit, and the tipa is going to aser there. We're not going to take into account the rotif to be mevatel that tipa, because it's partially outside the rotif. According to Tosfos, that's like, it's not going to work. It has to be completely outside the rotif for the tipa to have an effect on that chaticha. If it's partially submerged within the rotif, then we take into account the whole keder. And if it's not nosen tam the whole keder, then the tipa is not going to aser. The corollary of the Machlokas Rashi and the Ri about Pshat in the Mishnah, what's the case of the Mishnah? The corollary is what? What critical corollary is there? That once the chaticha is asura, what do you need to aser the rest of the keder? Help me now. Once the chaticha is asura, what do you need to aser? Do you need nir of a kisui or do you not need nir of a kisui? Huh? Right? Need?
It's just rotev.
Rashi says the case is it's partially submerged, but the tipas cholov can ask the chaticha. And now I want to figure out. Rav says this chaticha is nases neveled ases all the chatichos. What happened? Show me the timeline. The tipas cholov fell on the chaticha. It's partially submerged. Now what happened to Asa? The Ri says, the tipas chala fell on the chaticha, it's not submerged at all. And now Rav says it asers the rest of the keder. What happened? Josh. Rashi.
Rashi would say near
and Tosfos.
Tosfos, according to Ri, said no, that even with the keys in your
strong.
Both say near. Rashi says near and do I have a third? What do you think? Careful. Think carefully. Tosfos told you what he holds. Tosfos told you. He says, based on the Gemara Daf Kuvches, what's the din? Look at the Tosfos. Don't look at me. Look at the Tosfos. The chaticha is outside the rotev. Just one second. Let's take it slow. Let's build up to it. Yeah. Right? The chaticha is outside the rotev. That's why the tipas cholov can ask in this chaticha. And now, what's the mechanism to get it to spread to the rest of the kedera? What does Tosfos say? Read it to me. Right. What does he say? Says Tosfos, the only way that this tipas cholov, which now asa the chaticha, is going to asa the rest of the kedera, is if there's near. Now that makes perfect sense. Why does it make perfect sense? Why can't I just say just naturally, hey, the chaticha became asur. The chaticha is asur. So once the chaticha is asur, then it's going to spread. It's going to spread. Why can't it spread? Why can't it spread? Tell me why, Zeth.
It's just a
what?
just a chasina, like it's just
not chasina. Sure.
Yeah.
Chamba chamba lo rotef. Exactly. Where'd you get that from?
From the board.
From the board, of course. Right. That's the Ran's hemshich the Tosis. Got to put it all together, right? Tosis says without niur, the tipa's not going to spread. The tipa is not going to spread. The chatiha is a cheftzadi surah, but pesach hakol, all it has is a bliya inside of it. It has a bliya scholov inside of it. That bliya scholov is not going to spread without nir, because cham b'cham b'lo rotev doesn't do anything. It remains inside the chatiha. So says Tosis, I need nir in order to ask the kedera. There are two stages according to Tosis. Two stages. One is that the tipa scholov is nosenes tam into the chatiha. It asks the chatiha. How does it do that? Because it's separate from the kedera. So we don't take into account the kedera to have shishim to be mevatel that tipa. It says Tosis, I need stage two to ask the rest of the kedera. I need stage two because without nir, it's not going to spread. So I need two different stages. First to ask the chatiha and then to get it to the rest of the kedera. Comes Rashi. There's no need for that. That's how the Ran was learning Rashi. Right? We looked at the Ran, then we pedaled back to Tosfos Sarivav. Now we have to go back to the Ran. The Ran says, you look in Rashi, looked in the verta for Rashi, lying in his words, is that the Tipas Cholav is going to ask for the Chaticha, and then even without Nir, the rest of the Kedera can become us. I have to get to that first stage. And how do I do that according to Rashi? I do that even if the Chaticha is partially submerged. Right? Even if it's partially submerged, it'll still become a surah. But the Chiddush in Rashi is that even without Nir, even without a stage two, perforce, automatically it's going to ask the rest. Yeah, there are two things happening over here. The first Chatich is becoming a surah. But then that Isser is somehow spreading to the rest of it there without any other action, according to Rashi. There's no Nir, says the Ran. It can Asser automatically. It Assers automatically. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, two very important issues over here that they're disagreeing about. First of all, what's the case? What's the case in terms of assering the original chaticha? We know that if a chaticha is inside a kedera, we can't just look at the chaticha. If you have a kedera, if all the chatichos are below rotev, and you have a tipas Chola falling into the rotev, we're not going to look at one chaticha and say, oh, it deserves shisha. We look at the whole thing, because it's falling equally into the whole area. So the question is, if you don't have that, somehow things are outside. So when do we say that we look only at that chaticha? So comes Rashi and says, even if it's partially submerged, we still look at that chaticha by itself. And if the tipas chola is no senes tam of the chaticha, it'll become asura. And Tosfos says, absolutely not. The chaticha has to be outside the rotev. If it's even partially submerged, then we take into account the whole rotev, the whole kit and caboodle. We take into account the whole thing to see if it has shishim or not. That's issue number one. But issue number two is, can this chaticha asura now asa the rest of the kedera without nir the kisur? According to Tosfos, absolutely not. Cham b'cham b'lo rotev. The bli is not going to leave the chaticha unless you have a rotev. You got to put it into the kedera. And Rashi somehow says, no, you don't need nir. Once that first chaticha became asura, and mind you, he says, I'll tell you a chiddush, it can even be partially submerged in the rotev, it'll still become asura. You can asur the rest of the kedera without nir bichlal. Okay, this is Rashi and Tosfos. We have our work cut out for us to try to understand it. Try to understand your sheep.
You said the second part again?
Yeah. The first issue is, what's the case? What's the case of Tipas Chalav? Tipas Chalav Bechuli, the case of the Mishnah. Right? Rashi says, even if Chaticha is partially submerged, he says only if it's kula chutz lerotev. Tipas Chalav Oseres HaChaticha. When does the Chaticha become Aser? Rashi says even if it's partially in the Rotev, and Tos says no, only if it's outside the Rotev. It's in the Rotev, so then the Rotev combines, right? Oseres HaChaticha Im Ein Shishim B'Chaticha. We only look at the Chaticha. Why do we only look at the Chaticha? Well, it's just because it's outside the Rotev. Rashi says, no, even if it's partially submerged in the Rotev, I still only look at the Chaticha. Because that completely submerged in the Rotev. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, once Chaticha becomes Nesra, what is needed to spread the Isser to rest of Kedera? Got the issue? Rashi says nothing. Tosis says near the Kisa, near Okisa.
Or
what? Oh. Does the same thing. Does the same thing. Nir means that you mix it around, so then the rotev covers over. The chatichas. Kisa means you cover it, so it bubbles, and then it covers it. Yes?
What mechanism is, I mean, Rashi says nothing. What does that mean, Rashi says nothing?
Patience. See? It's alumnus. There's so much here. We'll take it slow. We all have to be on the same page. And then we'll turn the page. Let's take it slow. Let's go back to the Ran. Now let's start to read the Ran a little bit. And then we'll give a Havana and Rashi. And then we'll pedal back to Tosfos. Okay? We'll take it slow. We'll try to get a Havana. Over. Let's pick it up from the words v'sham'inon in the Ran. V'sham'inon mimasnis in l'hai perushim. She'is, this is talking about perush of Tosfos. She'isa lach she'nafel b'chaticha she'hi omed eschutz l'rotev. She'isa mispashet b'chol l'chaticha, aval eino yotze mechaticha l'chaticha. Ran says, according to Tosfos, you see that the belia inside the chaticha is not going to be mispashet from one chaticha to another chaticha. What we call cham b'cham below rotev is not going to make the Issa spread. That's what you clearly see according to Tosfos. That's why he holds. You need the near in order to spread it to the rest of the Kedem. The ilotei mahachi afilu below near is a Kedera, havi matzi lemiski, dimesh benos in tam enachaticha ba'os a Kedera asur. That's exactly what we just said, right? Because if it could spread, then you don't need near. It'll spread without the near. Obviously, cham b'cham below rotev doesn't spread. That's why you need the near. Zokhtu ran v'havadai lo nehira. I think that's absolutely incorrect. I think that's such a strange thing to say. The my time and name Ashiyeh Ho Issa Mispasha Bechalachaticha Vafilu Gasa Kama. Why should you say that the tipa Scholov, or the tipa Dam, or the tipa Chelov, or the tipa anything? Why should it spread to the entire Chaticha Afilu Gasa? What does it mean, Gasa? Afilu Chaticha Gasa, you have a very thick piece. Thick piece of meat.
A thick piece of meat.
Yeah, you can imagine good thick brisket. Right? Right, so the tipa is going to spread throughout. Right? We said it spreads throughout the entire chaticha, but not mechaticha lechaticha. Maishna says the Ran. That's a strange chiluk to draw. But it spreads throughout the whole chaticha afilu gasa v'lo yahiyotze mechaticha lechaticha v'afilu bedakos shebedakos. But you have... Picture a 3D chaticha, but right? Imagine a big chaticha, right? Big chaticha. So the tipas dam enters over here, and it's able to spread all the way to the other side, right? But let's say you have like such a tiny chaticha, and the tipas dam enters into the chaticha, and you have another tiny chaticha right next to it. Oh, sorry, mechaticha lechaticha, that's not going to spread. But it can spread, you know, 2 feet, 2 feet. It can spread, I don't know, 6 inches, right? You can't spread half an inch from one chaticha to the other. What's the difference? Even when it's spreading within the chaticha, it's spreading from meat to meat. So what's the difference whether it's inside the chaticha or it's outside the chaticha? That's kasha number one in the room. Vaday lo mistaber. That's certainly not mistaber. Va'od says the Ran. Shafilu no markein. Even if naniach was like, there's a difference between inside chaticha and from one chaticha to the next. Let's say naniach halacha moshmi sina. That's just the way it is. The milsa psikdehi she'ena yisi yotzim echaticha lechaticha la'olam. Mikol makom hi atzmo poletes migufa l'tocha chaticha atzmuchala. The test of ifleitasa. Kevin desviolei chaticha atzmo nasis nevei. That's all I'm asking. What's the Ran asking now? He's saying, even if you'll tell me this, I'm alocha l'moshmi sinai, that the tipas dam, the tipas chola, whatever tipa you have inside the chaticha, it's not going to leave the chaticha without rotem. It'll spread within the chaticha, no matter how long that chaticha is. It's not going to leave without it. Why do I need the tipa to leave? Why do I need the tipa to leave? I have a chaticha over here. My tipa fell into the chaticha. It's a big tipa. There's no shishim in the chaticha. So now the whole chaticha became what? The veil. So the whole chaticha became a chet for the Yisura. So why do I need the tipa to leave to ask for another piece of meat? How about some meat juice will leave and ask the piece of meat? The meat juice is also a chet for the Yisura. Why do I need the tipa to leave? You tell me that a bli inside a chaticha can't leave below rotev. Naniach! I'm not sure that that's true, he says. But even if it is true, why do I need that tipa to leave? Once you say chatichat manaseis nevela, once the bosser turns into a chefza shel iser, so tepuk lay that the bosser, the tipas bosser, will leave. That could happen if I have a besar nevela and besar shchuta, and there's some kind of a heat. It's not rotev. What's going to be no nesinas tam from bosser to bosser? Avada, there's going to be nesinas tam from bosser to bosser. Maishna that from this case, that's a lumba shikash. That's the Ran's kasha against Tosfos. Very, very troubled with Tosfos. So he gives Tosfos his answer. We're going to get to it. You'll see. But based on this, the Ran rejects Tosfos. He says, "I don't think it's true. I think even without Nir, the tipas cholov that asa the chaticha, that chaticha will now asa the rest of the chatichos, even without Nir. The fact that it's partially outside of the rotev." Or maybe even completely outside the rotev, whatever, it's separate from the kedera, so it's able to become asura by itself, but now it'll then be able to asa the rest of the kedera, even without nir, says the Ran. You shouldn't need nir. Because the whole reason to need nir is because of what Tosva says, that cham b'cham below rotev doesn't spread the tipa. Why do I need that? Why do I have to spread the tipa? Let's spread the chatichas nevela, let's spread the tipas basar. Let's spread the basa, which became asura, to get the tipa. It did its job already. So he prefers Rashi. Okay, obviously, we're going to have to understand why Tosfi says what they say. But that's the Ran's kasha on Tosfi. Yes, question.
But the juice of the meat to be instead of Tam Sheni?
No, this is all Tam Rishon because it's the item itself. The idea of Tam Sheni, that's more, you know, not barnat type of, so it goes into the kli then out of the kli. This is not, you're saying the tipas cholov or the tipas basa? The tipas basa is definitely a tam rishon because it's coming from the basa. It's just it's now asa. Before it was mutter, now it became asa. Okay. Question? What?
Did I say that the meat juice will be just tango or mushroom and the sake of the rabbana maybe you can say they don't be worried about it?
That's charifus. Mamash charifus. The meat juice is time of v'lo mamashal, so therefore it's only the rabbon. You know, okay, the Ran holds tam keke the rabbon like Rashi, but Tosfos doesn't. He's trying to explain Tosfos. Tosfos holds that it's the raisa, so I'm not sure that that's going to answer the question. But it's very sharp. Shop. But I don't think it's going to answer the kasha. Let's hold the kasha. Okay? Let's hold Tosfos. We're going to get to Tosfos. There's a lot to say in Tosfos. Let's work on Rashi for a moment. Okay? What does Rashi say? Rashi says even without Nir, it's going to spread. Right? Even without Nir, it's going to ask him. Now let's try to figure out that mechanism. How does that happen? How does that happen? According to Rashi, what's the case? It's partially submerged in the rotev and partially not submerged. So the tipas cholav is going to be no sintam into the chelik of the chaticha that's not submerged. It's going to asa the chaticha and then it's going to spread. Is the item part? Is it together with the kedera or not together with the kedera? It sounds like we're saying it's together enough with the kedera to asa without nir. If you don't need nir, it sounds like everything can spread. But if everything can spread, so then how does the tipas cholav asa the chaticha to begin with? How do you get to first base? What's the problem? Right? You have a chaticha. According to Rashi, your tipa falls on the chaticha, the part of the chaticha outside of the rotem. It asks the chaticha. And then, even without nir, it'll ask the rest of the kedera. How? Because it's joined together with the rest of the kedera. Because one chelik of the chaticha is joined to the other chelik of the chaticha. It's inside the rotem, so it'll join to everything else. But if it's joined with everything else, then why don't I take into account the rest of the kedera and say, well, if I have shishim in the rest of the kedera, the tipas cholav is not going to ask it to begin with. What kind of a sleight of hand did Rashi do on us? I mean, it sounds fancy, but it's so fancy that it's hard to believe. Right? Two stages, remember? Two stages. First, the chaticha becomes asura, because it's partially outside of the rotor. But then, without nir, like Tosfos interpreted Rashi, without nir, it can asa the rest of the kedera. How does that happen? Manavshach. If it's not together with the kedera, if this chelik of the chaticha that's not submerged is not viewed as part of the kedera, so then how can it asa without nir, right? It's not part of the kedera. And if it doesn't need nir, so that shows it's part of the kedera, so then we should look at the shishim in the whole kedera, not just the top of the chaticha. What's Rashi saying over here? Yes?
Could it be the fact that it's only halfway above the rotav, so that first half becomes usher first, so the chaticha then becomes something that's usher before it then, I guess, spreads to where the rotav is, and then it completely
changes. Okay, so we'll have to understand what that means. So first of all, the Daki Moshe quotes from the Mordechai that maybe according to Rashi, only the top of the chaticha becomes asura. Only the top of the chaticha becomes asura. He seems to be saying that Rashi would not claim that you don't need nir to asa the rest of the kedera. It's a strange diuk from the Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? Mordechai in Simen Tovresh Sadi Aleph says, "V'yesha yirotzen lomar dechaticha shechetze berotev vechetze chutz derotev denafla tipas cholav aloso tzad shechutz derotev devaday harotev v'shara chatichos misayos lehatir gam osa chaticha oso mikza shebesocha rotev avada the rotev is going to be misayaya to save the part of the chaticha that's submerged in the rotev," says the Mordechai. But what's outside the rotav, that's going to become asur, because that's not going to join together with the kedera. Kevin sheino besoch also mikza shechutz the rotav shisha meosa tipa. And says the Mordechai v'tzarach lahamten at sheitztanein v'chotchin also mikza shechutz the rotav mipnei shehu asa. So you wait until it cools off, and what do? Did it asa the kedera? No. The part of the chaticha that's outside is asa, but the part inside is not asa. You cut off the part that's outside. That's what became asur, according to these Yesha Yerotzen Loma. The Yesha Yerotzen Loma is Rashi. Right? Partially submerged chaticha. The tipas cholav is going to asur the chaticha, the part of the chaticha that's outside the rotev. But what's inside the rotev is going to help to be mevatel. It's not going to asur at all. You cut off the outside, but the inside is okay. So it's on that comment of the Mordechai that the Daki Moshe says, the Mordechai Mashma, the Ein Lesser below Nir LeBesof. You need Nir against everything we've been saying. Right? The Mordechai says, B'das Rashi, Lefida Dake Moshe, that without Nir, it's not going to be awesome. The Mashma Shom, the Ledivre Rashi, Ein Lesser Be'osa Chaticha, Rak Masha Chutz Lerotev. Al Masha Besof Lerotev, Shari. Somehow the Mordechai learns Rashi that you do need Nir to Asar. The only part that becomes asura is the chaylik of the chaticha that's outside the rotev. Lamaisa, in such a case, the Mordechai would say, but that's Rashi, that the tipas cholav asas the chaylik of the chaticha outside the rotev, and that's it. Without Nir, nothing happens to the Kedera, because the Kedera can save itself. It saves that part of the Chaticha that's submerged within the Rotev, and it saves everything else that's within the Kedera. What's inside the Rotev, the Dake Moshe interprets the Mordechai as saying that it's Mutter. Kevet shepipua guf echolav eino magia l'sham afilu mashu. The cholav doesn't get there. It only gets to the outside. It doesn't get to the bottom. So the bottom is mutter, top is aser. You need nir to aser everything else. That's how the Mordechai learned Rashi. But it's a pella. It's certainly against the Ran. The Dake Moshe says, according to the Ran, Rashi hold, the Ran holds, but that's Rashi, that even without nir, it's going to aser everything else. Cost of Ran soper kalabasa the last Rashi gora lo nir mishenir. The below near hachaticha nesu tchila ve'oseres kol hakedera achakach afilu lo near klal. The Ran said b'das Rashi that the rest of the kedera becomes asura without near levi Rashi. The tipa asa is the part of the chaticha outside the rotev, and without near the rest of the kedera can become asura. How does that work? I saw a hand. Yes.
According to
Mordechai,
then Rashi doesn't disagree with
Tosfos. Regarding near, right? The second point. The first point, he still disagrees, because Tosus might say that if the Chaticha is partially submerged and the Tipa only fell on the outside, it still can be saved by the Rotev. So on that point, Rashi says, no. If it's outside, the part that's outside, Taka is going to become Nesa. So they might still disagree. Question?
Also, what would the Mordechai do with the Tipa Nesa Tepela? It's not Chesi Tipa Nesa Tepela. It's a full Chaticha.
Why? It's Nasis Nevela that now if you have Nir, you need Shishim Kineged Ahol Chaticha. The Tipa's Cholav was still only a little Tipa, and it was no Sintam into half a Chaticha. So that's Nasis Nevela. The Chatzi Chaticha is Nasis Nevela. It's also a Chaticha. It's just part of a Chaticha. What's Pshat in Rashi according to the Rambam? What's the idea? So some point out that the Rosh, Tosus HaRosh, has a very interesting comment on Rashi. He says that based on this pshat of Rashi, mikam zeh kosu talmidei Rashi, chelev hadovok, not cholov hadovok. Right? Milk doesn't get stuck to something. Chelev, fat. Not kosher fat. Chelev hadovok b'chatichos bosesh in his bashla b'kedera, tzorech shishim keneged kol hachatichos. Talmidei Rashi write that based on what the Rebbe, based on what Rashi says, pshat in the Mishnah Daf Sadivav, pshat in the Mishnah Daf Kovches, if you have chelev that's dovuk in chatichas basah in his vashla b'kedera, that means you have chatichas basah in the kedera below the rotev. But the chelev is dovuk in a chatichas basah. It's not floating around in the rotev. You have chelev. You have a bunch of chatichos in the rotev, right? But on one of the chatichos, you have chelev dovok. Right? That's what happens. You have to separate the chelev from the bus. If not, then you're going to have chelev on the bus. It's attached to the bus. It's dovok to the bus, naturally. So Talmidei Rashi says, if you have chelev dovok on chatichos bus, you need shishim keneged those chatichos. Keneged the chatichos bus that the chelev is dovok on. Not shishim keneged the chelev. The chelev didn't aser. It's cold. Cold, you have a rotev, then you cook it up. So come to Talmidei Rashi and they say if you have chelev dovok, that's worse than if you have chelev floating around in the kedera. Because chelev dovok, what it does is it first is no sintam into the chatichas heta that it's attached to. It has a special connection to the chatichas heta that it's attached to. So it's going to first be mavliya into that chaticha. We don't look at the whole kedera together, equally. We say, no, if the Dover Shel Isser is Dovok to the Dover Shel Heter, then it's going to be Nosen Tamen to the Dover Shel Heter first. And it's going to be Nasis Nevela independently, right? Independent of the rest of the Kedera. So then you're going to need Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha that became Asura. We don't look at the Chelev by itself. We say, no, the Chelev is Dovok to the Chaticha Seter. The Chaticha Seter became Nevela. So now I need Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha Seter. This is like the Halacha that the Shulchan Aruch has in Yeridea, in Simenayim Beis. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Melicha says that Ein Ov Shlo Yehevo Shishim Keneged Lipo. There's no bird that doesn't have Shishim Keneged Lipo. There's Dam in the lathe. So the bird will have Shishim Keneged the lathe. Mutar Afilu Hu Dovah Ba'of. Let's say they cooked the bird and they left the heart. They left the heart attached to the bird. So the problem is the dam is going to be no sintam into the bird. The answer is the bird is shishim connected to the lab. There's no problem. Comes the Rama and says, L'cheinim, ha'ov sholeim, ha'kol mutter. If the ov is sholeim, so since you can have shishim in the ov, keneged the lev, it's by definition, it's going to be bottom. But vim ein sholeim, says the Rama, let's say the ov is not sholeim, v'leka bo samach neged ha'lev ha'dover ba'ov. Let's say you don't have shishim, keneged the lev. Ye sholeim, da ha'chatich ha'nasis nevelu, be'inan samach be'kederin, keneged kala ov. Then we'll say, chatich ha'nasis nevelu, the whole ov becomes asura. Even if the ov was cooked with other things, no. Oaf becomes asura because the lev is dovak to the oaf, so it's nasis nevela, and then you need shishim connected the entire oaf. It's not enough just to have shishim connected the lev that got mixed in with the gedeh. You need shishim connected the entire oaf. Why? Says the shachin sifkot in yudches satam da osachaticha sheho isu dovak ba mimaheres livloa ha isu chila venasis miyad nevela. Because if you have isu dovak beheter, the heter is nasis nevela betchila. It's mimaher livloa. The bliya occurs more quickly into the chaticha seter that's dovak in the isser. That's what the Talmidei Rashi are saying. That if you have chelev that's dovak in the chaticha seter, then you need shishim keneged the entire chaticha seter. We don't say, oh, if it all fell in at the same time, if you cooked them up at the same time, let's just have shishim keneged the chelev. No, if it's dovak, then we have to take into account the whole chaticha, not just the isa, but the chaticha seta that it's dovok bo as well. Come to Talmidei Rashi and say, this emerges from Rashi Shita on Tzarivav and Kufes. How? So apparently the way that they're looking at Rashi is that since the chaticha is partially submerged in the rota, but partially outside the rota, when the tipas cholov falls onto the chaticha, we look at it as though the tipas cholov is dovok in that chaticha. It's dovok in the outside chelik of the chaticha. It's not affected by the rotev because that chelik of the chaticha is outside. So we can't take into account the rotev to be mevata that tipa. First, we look at the tipa with the chelik of the chaticha that's outside the rotev because it's really like an independent unit. Because the tipa is it's like it's dovak. It's not dovak, really, but it's like it's dovak to that chaticha because it affects that chaticha independent of the rotev because it's sitting outside the rotev. And then what happens? Chelik Elyon is connected to the Chelik Atachta. That's definitely Dovak. Says the Taz, according to Rashi, apparently, the Chelik HaElyon is going to Asa the Chelik Atachton first. Because it's Dovak. It's Dovak 1 plus Dovak 2. First, the Tipa Scholav is viewed as though it's Dovak to the outside Dovak Raticha. And then the Chelik Tachton is Dovak to the Chelik Elyon, so the Elyon is going to Asa the Tachton. Now the Chaticha is Asura completely. Yeah, but now that the chaticha is asura completely, where is the chaticha that's nesra located? But through sleight of hand, we were able to create a situation where the iser was able to be mashpia on this chaticha without it being saved by the rota. But in the process of being affected by that tipa, we now went from outside the rota to inside the rota. So now the chaticha's iser, that's nasis nevela, is going to aser the rest of the kedera. That's how we can aser the rest of the kedera without what? Yanai, without what? Niul. Exactly. Without Niul, it can aser because it has the rotev. It's got the power. It has the power to aser the whole kedera. Because through Hanan be'isur dovuk, chaticha nasis nevela be'isur dovuk, we've asered the outer part of the chaticha. The top part asers the bottom part to another isur dovuk. Now we have a chaticha that's kula asura, kula nevela, but now it's inside the rotev. Now we can aser the rest of the kedera. So this perhaps is the beginning of a pshat b'das Rashi to argue with Tosis. Tosis says only with near the aser the rest of the kedera. Tosfos couldn't fathom this idea that the tipa is going to leave, it's going to ask the chaticha and somehow leave to the kedera. Can't be. Rashi says, no, it's no problem. The tipa first asks the chelik elyon, that's outside the rotev. Then that's dovak to the chelik tachton, it'll ask the chelik tachton. And now that it's in the rotev, the chaticha will be able to ask the whole rotev even without the mirror.